Leon, she is an Ingham County Board of Commissioners member. Deb, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm fine. How are you doing?
We have been talking about the Ingham County Road Commissioner, Bill Conklin, and the Ingham County Road Commission and its leader, Shirley Rogers, and the stress-strain controversy that is with those entities. A report was recently released that talked about many negative factors, the micromanagement of Shirley Rogers of that department, and I'll say alleged micromanagement. There have been some road commissioners on this program this morning. Steve Dugan was one yesterday. Randy Schaefer was another one who believes that Shirley Rogers is at the head when it comes to creating this dysfunction. I want to get your take.
Well, their heads are definitely in the sand because this is as far as my involvement, about a 15-year problem that I've been trying to find a resolution for. I tried to work with the Road Commission back when I was on the Equal Opportunity Committee for the county, and pretty much got nowhere then. And back in 2001, I was hoping that we could get some good appointments at the time. When we went through the appointment process, I made it very clear what some of the problems were out there and that I expected them to be addressed. And I would ask on occasions after the appointment, and still nothing was changing. Nobody was addressing the issues. So when it came time to reappoint, well, let me even back up. I recruited Shirley. I supported her when she applied. She has been like the Lone Ranger on that board since her appointment. I needed to get her help with some support so that this board could start listening collectively to some of the problems going on out there. People don't want to admit when there are issues they can't deal with or don't want to deal with. And I, quite frankly, have a zero tolerance for the mistreatment of people. Everybody has the right to be treated in a fair and equitable manner. And when that is not the case, there's something wrong and it needs to be fixed. When it was time to reappoint the previous commissioners, I worked for a good 2-year period to try and advocate for them not to be reappointed. And I tried to find alternatives. And when we went through the interview process, Randy Schaefer himself did not participate in that process, but he sure likes to criticize it after the fact. Folks don't necessarily want to hear about the problems. They want them to be fixed. We just need somebody out there who's going to do that. And Shirley finally had some folks who understand some of these issues and were willing to take a look at them and see what could be done to address them. It wasn't their idea to hire a consultant, an independent investigator. It was the Republican caucus. Back in February, in the State Journal, back in February 12th, Randy Schaefer was quoted in the paper indicating that an outside investigator is needed to address the flurry of anonymous complaints surrounding the road agency. Then again, back in February 28th, this was an article in the State Journal, following the appointment or the hiring of a consultant, he's quoted in there as saying, "Frankly, I'm elated. I told Mark Thomas, who is a road commissioner, that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners cannot have a reasonable and fair process, and it's time to follow up and move on. And then it continues to say, Schaefer and fellow Republican commissioners Steve Dugan, Vince Dragonetti, and Don Vickers had asked for an independent review after allegations were aired at a county commissioners meeting. We had over 10, 12 employees attend one of our meetings, and it was prior to the interview process for the current appointees. And they handed us written letters. They spoke and indicated how difficult the situation was out there. And I'm not talking about just a handful of folks. I'm talking or even one particular racial or ethnic group. I'm talking across the board, male, female, Latino, African-American, and Caucasian.
From your perspective, is Shirley Rogers and the Ingham County Board of, or the Ingham County Road Commission, doing a good job?
Yes, I have full faith and confidence in the abilities of this board to cut through some of the nonsense that's been going on out there for years. And this report is giving them much more information and facts than they could have garnered during the same time frame on their own.
Is the Ingham County Road Commissioner, Bill Conklin, doing a good job from your perspective?
This report basically has validated the concerns that I have expressed for a long period of time. And it really all goes back to leadership. And if leadership turns a blind eye to some of the things that's going on within their organization, then there is a problem.
So you believe the leadership, which is Mr. Conklin, is turned a blind eye to concerns that you have?
Hey, previous road commissioners were part of the problem. They turned a blind eye. They were probably supportive of some of the activities out there because it's my understanding that there has been some, I believe at one of the previous meetings a week or two ago, the consultant said that three of the four management staff were guilty of showing favoritism among employees, which creates the culture of distrust. He also said that some management has been guilty of theft by misusing road commission property and personnel.
Do you think that Bill Conklin should be fired?
That is a decision that the road commissioners have to make. They have to assess whether or not there is an ability to turn things around with his leadership or not.
All right, well, final question for you. It appears that this is a Democratic-Republican thing. It's been talked about in the media before how there seems to be a pretty serious split and divide. Do you believe that this is the Republicans trying to get back at the Democrats?
No, I think that they're just taking one side of the issue and not looking at the facts in the situation. The micromanaging, it's easy to say people are micromanaging, but when you have staff who are not providing information either because they're playing games or because they might be incompetent, you've got to do something about it. You've got to dig to the bottom of it. And if you want to call that micromanaging, then so be it.
Yeah. All right, Deb, we appreciate your candor. We're going to be talking with you again about this topic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.
It's 8:20.